April 19, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Is it not in the least likely? For Joab had turned after Adonijah, though he turned not after Absalom. 1 Kings 2:28. Joab stood the big test. He remained absolutely loyal and true to David, and did not turn after the fascinating and ambitious Absalom. But yet afterwards, the end of his life, he turned after the craven Adonijah. Always remain alert to the fact that where one man has gone back is exactly where anyone can go back. See 1 Corinthians 10:13 regarding temptations that are common to man. You have gone through the big crisis. Now be alert over the least things. Take into calculation the retired sphere of the leasts. We are apt to say, it is not in the least likely that having been through the supreme crisis, I shall turn now to the things of the world. Do not forecast where the temptation will come. It is the least likely thing that is the peril. In the aftermath of a great spiritual transaction, the retired sphere of the leasts begins to tell. It is not the dominant, but remember, it is there, and if you are not warned, it will trip you up. You have remained true to God under great and intense trials. Now beware of the undercurrent. Do not be morbidly introspective, looking forward with dread, but keep alert. Keep your memory bright before God. Unguarded strength is a double weakness, because that is where the retired sphere of the leasts saps us. The Bible characters fell on their strong points, never on their weak ones. Kept by the power of God, that is the only safety. April 19th, My Utmost for His Highest. Summary. We are most likely to get tripped up spiritually and actually commit sin when we are coming off a high of having done something magnificent for God, or having actually resisted an incredibly strong temptation. Many servants of God have expressed the fact that oftentimes immediately after one of their most amazing ministries for God, they have been instantly tempted and actually fallen into a temptation immediately thereafter. Others have said immediately after their moral failure or spiritual failure before God, that He calls them to do something magnificent for Him, and they get right up out of their wickedness, accept their forgiveness and the grace of God, and let God use them in a mighty way. None of us are ever worthy to be in ministry. There is no such thing as a worthy minister. There's no place for dismissing people as of no use to the kingdom because they happen to fail, or that they must be silent for a significant period of time after having failed before God can use them again. God wants us to be ready at all times. He would prefer that we be alert to the possibilities that our greatest chance of falling into sin is immediately before or immediately after some significant ministry for Him. Don't be tripped up by the small things. But further, don't be tripped up by Satan's lie that if you are tripped up and fall into sin, that you must step away from ministry for God and being available for Jesus to use in whatever manner He chooses. Let Him choose. Stay alert, stay aware, and stay intimate with Him. And regardless of your failures, His magnificent glories will be demonstrated through the times when you let Him use you, even though you will never be worthy in any moment in your life.